on, baby, give me a whirl. Won't you be my fascist girl? Come on, baby, give me a try. I want to be your fascist guy. We can burn our torches bright and make a thousand points of light. Oh,
come on, baby, and be my fascist girl.
Oh, I'm so happy that I am so filthy rich. I can be an aristocrat and you can be my bitch. We can paint a swastika on our BMW.
Come on, baby, and be my fascist girl.
Oh, come on, baby, we can spend our days bashing lesbians and gays. At night we can get our kicks harassing Jews and Catholics. We can leave a foreigner leading Norman Carter.
Come on, baby, and be my fascist girl.
We'll surely get our pictures in the dispatch. Citizens of war for removing trash. Baby, can't you feel the thrill of rubbing shoulders with George Willow?
Come on, baby, and be my fascist girl.
Ja, klar. Ich werde deine Faschistfrau sein. Für genug Deutschmark. Lieb dein Konto und es liebt auch mich. Du bist meine Weltbank und das bin ich auch für dich. Du blödes Schwein.
Oh, fascist girl, you are the best. Put the tattoo of Reagan on your breast. Come on, baby, join the master race. Limbaugh's saving you a place.
And I know you're like my weenie. Looks a lot like Mussolini.
Come on, baby, and be my fascist girl.
That was Fascist Girl by our friend Fenton Thomas Harker, known as the Ukulele Man, who passed away recently, 72 years young. Tom was originally from Grandview, and he taught 8th grade English through most of his career at both North High School and then Circleville for the majority of that time, and lived in the Circleville area. I met Tom, as we knew him, or Uke, at Stash's. And he said I made him a star, I think reluctantly in his case. But tell you the truth, he was one of the biggest hams I know, and I loved the guy. He wrote great songs, as you heard from Fascist Girl, of both political import and love, and even funny, like a great song he wrote for kids about boogers. He also, on the political side, encountered our friend Bob Fitrakis at the community festival one year for Newt's Nightmare Cafe. So Bob is here to tell us a little bit about that year,
well,
and that event.
Tom was a big fan of the Free Press. He used to occasionally write for us and write letters to the editor as well as he did to the Dispatch. He was prolific. A political writer and of course very ironic and humorous.
Right.
And he also, when he got started, back when this would have been probably about 1994, the rise of Newt Gingrich.
Yes, of course.
He celebrated, you know, the contract on America.
Yes, he did.
The
yes.
hit.
Right.
And Tom said, you know, found out we were having, and it really was a one-time only, a coffee house instead of having, selling wine or doing something else. And we had a coffee house, and Tom came
coffee
there.
Coffee house at Comfest, yeah.
And came there and said, look, I wrote this song. It was Newt's Nightmare Cafe.
Uh-huh.
And it embodied the whole scary nature of essentially, you know, cutting all your benefits for the most vulnerable people in the society. But Tom was an incredibly progressive, thoughtful, and
yes,
prolific writer. So
extremely
he'll be
prolific.
Greatly missed.
Yeah, he did. I knew him to do 100 videos on YouTube, but I saw somewhere it said hundreds of videos on YouTube. So you can spend some time out there with our old friend Ukulele Man. By the way, I think I forgot to mention I'm Dan Dugan, and then I'm hosting this little special about Thomas Harker, the Ukulele Man. And we're about to play another song. This is a love song. It's from Crazy Old World. It's called I Love You, and You Love Me.
Souls are bought and sold, it's true. Oh yes, I know you. But you kiss me and I kiss you, and baby that's gonna pull us through. Kissing me and kissing you. Oh. I don't know, but I've been told the devil's kisses are mighty cold. Hearts and souls are bought and sold, it's true. Oh yes, I know to you.
For you, Dad.
I'll fly away beyond the sky, beyond the sun. The time has come. I'll fly away. I'll fly. Spread my wings, a dove of peace, and coo a song of sweet release. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, beyond the sky, beyond the moon, beyond the music of the spheres, beyond the stars, beyond our tears. I'll fly away. Oh, 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 oh.
Okay, welcome back. Dan Dugan doing a special on WGRN about Tom Harker, our ukulele man. And that song, it seems, was the song that he wrote, of course, and was listening to when he passed away, when he flew away. Ironically, he was dying of cancer and in the hospital, and his son said that was the tune that he went out off the mortal coil with. So there you go, Tom. We really do miss you, so much so that I went out of my way to write some words dedicated to the anti-fascist street warriors, done to the tune of Deck the Halls, and I have the Fetrakises. I have Suzanne Patzer and Bob Fetrakis here to help me on the chorus. Come along and attack some statues, Antifa la la, fa la la la. We can't help it if they snatch you, Antifa la la, la 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 la. Don we now tough guy apparel, Antifa, Antifa la la la. We think we are street gorillas, Antifa la la, la 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 la. Join us in our kick-ass chorus, Antifa la la, fa la la la. Words like love and peace just bore us, Antifa la la, fa la la la. Watch us beat up stupid racists, Antifa la 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 la. Unless they get guns and chase us, Antifa la la, fa la la la. Okay, that one was for the ukulele man and my good friend Chris the Anarchist, by the way, who is often out in the streets with the anti-fascists. You know, what I was thinking of was how the Marine Corps song and Yankee Doodle were actually written as parodies and to make fun of the people that eventually adopted those songs. And so there you go, Antifa folks. I've written you a rallying song. Now back to Tom Harker music. Oh, yes, we were talking about his interest in politics and, mm-hmm. and how prolific he was and how active he was. And I mean, how many benefits did that man play on?
He never turned down one we asked him to do. Right. I mean, he did
for
at
the
least
free
a
press
half dozen,
and,
yeah. All you had to do was
the
say, benefit for progressive cause.
There you go.
And he would be the first guy to sign up.
Ukulele in hand. And also, you guys were both in the same situation, lecturing at a class. What was the class?
That's the Poly Rad class that is famous out in the Worthington.
Yeah.
School District. And
right.
I spoke there on behalf of Democratic Socialist and later the Green Party, but also with anti-racist action.
Right, right.
But he was out there using the ukulele as a weapon.
Uh-huh, against fascism and
you know, fascist resistance.
And darkness. Yes, indeed. Excellent. Yeah, so that was further. Oh, by the way, we're at WGRN 94.1. My name is Dan Dugan. I'm here with Bob Fetrakis. And we are continuing to host a special for the ukulele man, Thomas Harker.
And I'm sure the words of Joe
Fenton
Hill
Thomas.
He would invoke, since he was a historian
yes.
as well.
Right.
Don't mourn. Organize.
There you go.
In his case, using the ukulele.
Absolutely. And it worked for me, that's for sure. But yes, we were talking about he was involved with the Newt Gingrich, the Newt's Nightmare Cafe. But it continued on through the way, and I found a song from the most recent recording he put out, which was El Dorado. Oh, and by the way, Fascist Girl was from a pseudo Ninja Lely, and I Love You was from Crazy Old World. So these next two songs are from El Dorado, and this first one is called Monster in the White House, which I'm not sure which monster he wrote it about, but it's rather appropriate for today's situation. So we're about to listen to
that. I bet you with Tom we'll be able to tell from the lyrics.
There's a monster in the White House. There's a monster in D.C. presses, and a third eye in the flag, and the lady of the harbor. There's a bent and twisted hag, there's a vampire in the blood bank, and a zombie on TV, and a vulture on the lamppost, making plans for you and me.
Ukulele Man's Monster in the White House, which Halloween's coming up, and it could be a little scary. I also wanted to mention that his good friend Peter English, one of his prodigal sons, which included Tyler Barnes and Bob Height, and I think Bob Starker from time to time, that was his band. Anna Pellucci also sang,
mm-hmm.
A woman named Karen Green played some with him, a trombone. But regardless, Pete English played, amongst other instruments, drums, organ, tuba, steel guitar, or lap steel guitar, electric bass. It just goes on and on. Oboe, vibraphone, and was a constant companion and did the engineering on these recordings, which, again, were three that I'm aware of, but maybe four actual releases on CD and hundreds of YouTube videos, if anybody cares to go look. Also, if you would like to send a donation in Tom's name, the Berger Hospice in Circleville, or, of course, a charity of your choice would be appropriate. And again, the guy was an activist in the best kind. I was going to say, Bob, that if Tom was not playing community festival, he was picking up trash, you know, as a volunteer. So it just kind of shows you that he put it, you know, he put his action and his heart in what he believed in, and his hands as well. So,
and for many years, he was our Circleville paper boy. He made sure the Free Press invaded.
Wow, I didn't know that.
His adopted town, and also pointed out one of the last place that I saw him was a fundraiser for this station, WGRN.
Yes, 94.1. Yeah, we had a benefit in the spring down at the rec center. Barack rec center. But anyway, that might have been the last time I saw Tom, unless I saw him at ComFest, and God bless him. He did have cancer, and that's why he's not with us, but that's why we're playing his music as well, to celebrate his life. And we are going to move on to another tune from El Dorado, or his most recent release, actually released in 2017. And this might have been written earlier, though. I'm pretty sure it was, but it's I See a Skinhead Arisin'.
I see a skinhead arising under a blood red moon. I see a skinhead arising. Apocalypse must be coming soon. I see swastikas growing thick as hair upon a young man's head. I hear the chorus of the living, transcribed to dirges for the dead. Ronald Reagan didn't care except about his perfect head, but I guess we all helped to put him there. Oh, Ronald Reagan didn't care. I hear the devil's music playing, sawing out the harmonies of hell. I hear our politicians saying everything's just fine, it's really swell. I see a skinhead rising. I hear the devil's merry tune. I see a skinhead rising, casting darkness down upon the moon. Ronald Reagan didn't care except about his perfect head, but I guess we all helped to put him there. Oh, Ronald Reagan didn't care. I hear the stormtroopers marching, stomping out the rhythms of war. Oh, I hear the lurid laughing of Satan consorting with his whore. I see the cross of Jesus lying rusty there upon the ground. Oh, I hear the screaming of the children crying out for justice as they drown. Ronald Reagan didn't care. Hello, is there anyone out there? Don't you think it's time we try to share? Does anybody really care?
Alrighty, that was I See a Skinhead Arisin', and yes, indeed, he was speaking of Ronald Reagan, so it was written a while ago, but rather appropriate for these days and the neo-fascists who've been popping up in people's parks and defending statues of racists against those people I was singing about. At any rate, this is WGRN. I'm Dan Dugan. I'm with Bob Fitrakis. We've been talking about our friend Fenton, we now know, Thomas Harker, of Circleville, of ukulele fame. And it's been a great little half-hour show. I've really enjoyed. And Bob, thanks for stopping by. We're going to listen to probably his biggest hit, which is about Pee Wee Herman and Pee Wee, Where Have You Gone, which was also from Suminjilele. That's how to pronounce that one. Anything else you might think about Tom? Just
you know, no, he's just such a unique maybe character.
Yes, he was. And, absolutely.
You know, so active and really
vital.
Stalwart of the progressive community.
And funny. Doggone it.
Right now, funny. I mean, that's the best. He wrote funny songs.
He sure did.
He wrote serious songs, but he wrote funny songs, and he had the ability to capture the moment. You know, the German term, Zeitgeist. The spirit of the age.
That Booger song, they played that at the Tom Fest the other day with his wave. Oh, but also his grandson sang a really tender song. That was a really nice moment at the gathering. And at any rate, we're going to move into Pee Wee, and thanks a lot for listening, folks. Oh, Cherry can't stand living here all alone.
We're going to sit here every Saturday. Tell you.